This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pittsburgh Pirates lost yesterday 11-2 to the Oakland Athletics. The Athletics now have 13 wins on the season. The Athletics, 13-50. 13-50. They have 50 losses at the beginning of June. But now they have 13 wins, and one of them tallied against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are now 32-28. And since the Brewers beat the Orioles yesterday, the Pirates slide back down to second place, just a half game back. Nothing unreachable at this point, but no more first place Pirates. No more narrative about that. Your Pittsburgh Pirates are not in first place. Not that they can't get back there, but they're not right now. So we don't have to say that again. I think that some people get a little too hyped about the Pirates sometimes. I think, you know, that first place, and I've said this before, the first place deal, talking about, oh yeah, the Pirates are in first place. How'd they get there? Woo, let's ask questions of the players. How'd you do it? Questions of the coaches. How'd you do it? You know, and then the next day they're back down in second place. So, Andrew McCutchen, I think, said it best. I played his comments yesterday. Robbie Inkspakowski of AT&T Sportsnet after the win on Monday night. Asked Andrew McCutchen on the field, you know, you're in first place. What's that like? And McCutchen was just like, yeah, it's June. And I respected McCutchen for saying that because it is just June. It's okay to take it day by day and celebrate, you know, just the mere fact that they're in first place and that they're in a division race right now this late into the season. It's still early, though. I mean, we've played a significant number of games so far, but it's still early in the season. But I think that it's also making too much of a deal about the fact that they are in first place when they are. It's not necessarily the most healthy mentality to have. I'll explain a little bit more in depth once we take this call. It's Ed from Kennedy Township. Go ahead, Ed. What's on your mind?
Hey, do you think Mitch Keller might have something wrong with his arm? Just velocity was down yesterday.
Yeah. You said Mitch Keller, something wrong with his arm?
Yeah.
I'm not going to speculate about that, but I wouldn't be surprised. It is odd. His last three starts have been rough.
How many innings did he work last night?
How many innings? Let me check here real quick. I got it in front of me. 5 1/3.
That's not too bad.
No, I mean, he still went a decent bit, but 5 earned runs on 8 hits. Walked 4 batters. That's a little alarming, isn't it?
Against that team.
Yeah, against the Oakland.
Their cleanup hitter is hitting 150.
Well, thanks for the call, Ed. I appreciate it. I can't. It's one game. Now, Mitch Keller has had a rough outing in his last three. He's had rough outings in each of his last three starts. I don't want to speculate about injury. I don't think it's fair to do so. He might just be going through a little bit of a slide. Sometimes pitchers have cold spells. Even against the worst of the league. I mean, I get it. Like, they are the worst of the worst. I get it. They're bad. They are historically bad. I think, though, sometimes, like, when we talk about the Pirates did really good in April, and then they lost a significant amount in May, and we're like, well, how could they fall off so quickly after winning? There were a lot of our insiders were talking about, you know, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. I think the Oakland Athletics, they're losing a lot right now, and they have lost a lot already. But there's nothing that says that they can't also rebound, and the players who get experience can't adapt. Like, I think that the organization, that the Athletics, the organization of the Athletics like wants to do a tank job here, and they want to lose as much as possible to get into that draft lottery for the first round pick and have a guaranteed top six. But I also think that the players on the field, who don't necessarily reflect the organization, they still have careers that they want to fulfill. And they're not just going to roll over and die. I think that they've got careers to think about. They want to provide some value, at least for themselves, so they can either earn a big contract when the A's turn it around, or they can get traded away and then sign a big contract somewhere else. I don't think the individual players on the field who are playing on that major league roster right now want to lose. They're not out there with their own individual intentions to lose. There are motivations for them to win. And if the A's if the players on the field have a desire to win, they're on the major league roster for a reason. They're good enough to play. They will adapt eventually. Any professional baseball player you put out there should adapt eventually. So they had lost 15 road games in a row until that win yesterday. Due to happen? Sure. I mean, it's hard for a team to lose that many games. They were due to win. And the Pirates had won 6 consecutive games, and it swept the previous series against the St. Louis Cardinals. So maybe the Pirates were due to lose. Could be like that. I'm still frustrated with it. Jace Peterson went 5-for-5. The team still pitched to him the entire game, and he was responsible for a significant amount of the runs produced. And yeah, 5-for-5 performance by Jace Peterson. Mitch Keller did not throw a no-hitter. He went 5 1/3 innings, gave up 5 runs on 8 hits, like I said. He's struggling now. It's one of the reasons why I didn't want him signed long-term, just because he had some immediate success, because the season is long. And he's not valuable just short-term. You want a starting pitcher that's reliable enough to last throughout a whole season. Not that you can't have blips on the radar at times. You can't have, your struggles throughout a season, but is he worth the contract that they wanted to sign him to, or that fans were clamoring that he should be signed to? My answer is no, and that's been demonstrated here. I mean, he struggled against the Oakland Athletics. Again, I just think that like the great equilibrium, the universe has decided to balance some things out so the A's could win a road game and the Pirates could not sweep 2 series in a row and had their 6-game win streak snapped. I mean, that's just kind of how the universe of baseball works. It's how the baseball gods work, so to speak. Neil Walker even said it. He used the term baseball gods. It's hard for a team to sweep 2 consecutive series in baseball. And it was more of a statement to sweep a team like the Cardinals than to sweep a beaten down team like the A's. But all in all, I think that the A's were due to win. All in all, I think that the Pirates may have been due to lose. And the A's players individually are not going out there trying to lose. They might not have been talented enough early on, but the team's not going out there. The individual players, I don't believe, are going out there with the intention to lose. The organization might be putting players out there designing the team to lose so that they can get high draft picks moving forward, but that team's not going out there trying to lose. So you're going to see at times that they forged through and win. And Jace Peterson was a hero yesterday. 5-for-5, bunch of runs driven in. It's baseball for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.